And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 9th of September, 2016. It's the birthday of Leo Tolstoy, born 1828 in the village of Tula, about 120 miles south of Moscow, to a wealthy family. His parents died while he was still young. He was raised by relatives, went off to university, learned several languages, failed to finish. One instructor said he was both unable and unwilling to learn. Spent several years writing in a diary, drinking, gambling, racking up debts, going to brothels, then fell in love with a young woman, Sofia Andreevna. She was 18. He was 34. He presented her with his diaries a week before their marriage. She was horrified. Nonetheless, she married him. She bore him 13 children. It took him 6 years to write War and Peace, which came out in 1869. Sofia helped him. She rewrote each draft. The book, 1,400 pages long, one of the longest books ever written. She kept her diary. He kept his. In his diary, he wrote, "I feel that she is depressed, but I'm more depressed still, and I can't say anything to her. There's nothing to say. I'm just cold, and I clutch at any work with ardor." She wrote in her diary, "I am afraid to talk to him or look at him. I am sure he must suddenly have realized just how vile and pathetic I am." He left her after 48 years of marriage, escaped with her youngest daughter on a train, died a week later at the station master's home, Sofia at the door begging to be let in. He was the author also of Anna Karenina, which begins, "Happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way." It's the birthday of Otis Redding, born in Dawson, Georgia, 1941, wrote his big hit, "Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay," and recorded it just 3 days before he died in a plane crash outside Madison, Wisconsin. He was 26. And it's the birthday of the novelist and psychotherapist Paul Goodman, New York City, 1911, famous for his book Growing Up Absurd, came out in 1960, a book about the dehumanizing force of public education. Growing Up Absurd, which became a sort of Bible for the counterculture movement, and also was a bestseller, and it allowed Paul Goodman to buy a farm and not have to worry about money again. Here's a poem for today by Sue Ellen Thompson, 11 Park Vista. We rented a room from an English violinist and shared the kitchen that filled the second floor. We had until the lessons downstairs were finished to cook and eat our dinner before he started his. Married now and beginning to show, I took the train to London every day and joined the crowd perched on folding camp stools at the Tate. Returning one evening, I saw my husband wreathed in steam above the kitchen stove while a young girl raised her violin and released a flock of sparrows in the parlor below. I paused on the front walk, breathless with greed, food, music, children, all within reach. A poem by Sue Ellen Thompson, 11 Park Vista, from her collection The Golden Hour, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse, back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.